I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I said that Australia was fake, and for some reason, people took issue with that.
Are you the full quid?
The what? You're asking questions you know the answer to, but well, I'll repeat it anyway.
Perhaps you could give a straightforward answer instead of fucking around and wasting everyone's time.
Since we're not actually going to fight because you said you were too cowardly to do that.
Did you say that?
I will stand in the mirror and I will punch myself in the face while I'm wearing your merchandise.
If we ever did have a bit of a knuckle dust,
a stink,
I would fuck you up, you little bitch.
A dingo ate my baby. Steve Irwin's overrated.
Okay.
Vegemite sucks.
All right.
How are you going, mate?
That insufferable accent.
Fuck you, mate. I hear him chatting the noise, move too quick, can't stop for the talking. I hear him chat with the boys, man, so tough, but man's keep walking. G'day, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cancel Me Now, the podcast that answers the question:
is Australia real?
Yeah, that is the fucking, that's good. Good setup. We didn't even set that up. Well done. Josh Nielsen, ladies and gentlemen. Hey! Nielsen, how you doing?
Good, mate. What's happening?
I'm good. Now, before we get into it, because this is a very exciting podcast, we have a little man, a very strange little man on the show today. I can't wait to talk to him. I'm a bit nervous.
Yeah, you look nervous.
I feel sort of nervous.
Palms are sweaty in the words of the great Marshall Mathers.
Yeah, very spaghettis, etc. And I have had a weird relationship with this dude. I feel like I'm his estranged father or creepy uncle or something. He is a young man. Well, he's not that young. I think he's about 25, 26. We'll have to ask him his age.
Yeah, younger than me.
Yeah. Younger than me. And I first encountered him all the way back in 2019, I think.
Early in your YouTube
Maybe
career.
Maybe 2018.
We're going back.
Early on. And he was there spouting nonsense, right? I'm going to run.
Much like you.
Very much like me. I'm about to run off some facts. Are you ready?
Hit me.
So we're talking about Rag Reynolds today. He has not only talked shit about Steve Irwin's death. Disgusting. He calls me Mr. Margarine.
I like that.
He's made over 35 videos on Australia not being real.
Seems like a lot.
It's like my vegan video.
Yeah, exactly.
Really just kicking that dead horse. He has a book about fine dining that he wrote.
You got to like the finer things in life.
My word. He competes in martial arts and wants to fight me.
Fuck yeah. I'd love to see that.
I know. I need to fight someone.
You got to fight someone.
Everyone's calling me.
Are you scared?
I'm terrified, particularly of this guy. You got to worry about the guys, the little guys. They're the scary
ones.
They're
the little fine dining experts. They're the ones you got to watch out
for. He's going to come out with a Michelin hat and fuck me up. Mm. He's got a big following on Patreon, though.
What are we talking? What's big?
He has 3 Patreon supporters.
Holy shit.
3.
Mum, dad.
Himself.
And him.
Just to test if it works.
Just to make sure the money was going through.
But you know on Patreon how like you have like you know, posts that are just for the Patreon members, like we do with the members of this channel. And you should become a member because there's great perks. Press the join button down below to find out
15%
more about
off merch, I'm hearing.
Mate.
Just one of the many perks.
Not bad. You also get early access to these videos and ad-free
content.
Podcasts. Not bad. And you're supporting the channel. That's the main fucking thing. He has 471 posts on his Patreon for those 3 Patreon members.
Value for money.
Yeah.
I feel like if you sign up, have you signed up to it? I know you got on Vegan Booties OnlyFans. Surely we're getting on Ragnar's Patreon.
Ragnar?
What's his name?
Rag Reynolds.
I'm getting confused with Thor Ragnarok.
And Ragnar Lothbrok.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude,
yeah.
He's not Ragnar Lothbrok.
He's close.
He's Ragnar Lothbrok's fully vaccinated cousin. That's what
Rag
he fucking
Reynolds.
Is. Rag Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds' retarded cousin.
I wasn't going to say the R word. He calls himself a bad person who enjoys too much wine.
That's fucking all of us, isn't it?
Yeah, but he is an angry little man. I think he has a little bit of small man syndrome.
Chip on the shoulder, you reckon?
Yeah, like not even a good chip, like a old, like one of those green chips you find in a bag of chips.
Yeah, like a gross, real stale.
Do you know that like they're supposed to kill you? Those green chips.
I heard that
they're toxic.
Is that the same as like the last, like when you're having a can of soft drink at school and the last 5% was all backwash? Did you hear that one?
No,
that was like the rumor. Maybe that was just where I went to school.
Yeah, the last 5%. Apparently, that's the best bit.
But they reckon like because someone would want some of your drinking. Oh, it's the last bit. It's all backwash. You know that.
That's you know,
like
what I saw the other science. Night. My beautiful partner, Little Dixon.
Dickie?
She had a sip out of my can of Coke. You know what happened? Before she sipped it, she wiped the backwash in the little tray, you know, the tray before the hole.
Like she was worried about getting your germs.
No, no. I think it was because I was eating these like corn puffs. And I'm just I'm such a fucking
You're a disgrace.
I am a disgrace. And because of that, she just, like, every time she died, yeah, how dare you? Like, we've done things.
I thought she was worried about your saliva. No,
it's the little corn puffs because she doesn't like them. Claire's got this thing where I'll try and get her to eat foods that I like and she'll smell them first. And, like these corn puffs, they don't smell great, but they taste really good.
Okay.
And, like, I'm like, don't sniff it. This is the argument. You
said that before. Yeah. Don't sniff it. Just put it in your mouth. Don't smell it. Just close your eyes and put it in your mouth.
I've actually seen a couple of TikToks recently about chicks blowing up, going, oh, when he comes home from work, has a piss and then asks you for a blowjob.
Who's doing that? 12 hours on a job site.
Oh, because that's...
That's crook.
You've got a 4E, don't you?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah. I'm 4E'd up. Yeah. Deluxe, baby.
Oh, jumper boys. Oh,
the beanies.
Wearing the sweats.
Oh.
Yeah, sometimes it can get a bit pongy.
Oh, on a hot day? Kale and ponger.
Bit of kale and ponger. Yeah, real stinky. And then you get home and you ask for some action.
Bit of cunnilingus.
Yeah. Bit of oral arithmetic. Bit of a oral arithmetic.
You know, are you sure? No, it's a bit gross. One's doing that.
What about man dick wipes? To get
great
rid
shout.
Of that stinky whip. Stinky dicks.
That's another bit of merch for you. You're
man always, stinky dick wipes.
Yeah, doodle wipes.
Don't fucking take it.
Me dick, brackets, don't stink.
Me dick did stink.
Yeah, but now it don't stink
past
no more.
Tense.
Yeah. Right. There we go. Send that one through to the production
team.
Write
that one down. That's a fucking million-dollar idea.
Imagine we sold out of dick wipes. We need more dick wipes.
Imagine if it was like, you know, the richest people in the world and it was like, you know, Elon Musk and Bezos. Tesla and Bezos, Amazon, Butterfield, stinky dick wipes.
Doodle wipes. I'd fucking buy them.
Yeah. Because it's handy. I actually had another idea that is a sex-based idea and I'll tell you after the show because I actually am going to run with this. I think it's a great idea.
We'll talk about it off air.
We'll talk about some sex off air. So is there anything you need to know about Ragnarok? Because I'm a bit of an expert on him.
No. Okay, so nationality. Where's he from?
I believe he's Welsh or he may be Scottish.
Okay.
Somewhere in the UK.
You've nailed it down to the United Kingdom.
United Kingdom area.
We're there. Okay, gotcha.
Because I was watching one of my videos, as I often do.
Half your views are you.
And me. Like and subscribe. And I was watching it and just to get a bit of a sense of who this bloke is because it's been a while since I've made a video about him. And I went through it and I was questioning whether he was Welsh or Scottish and I didn't really know. So he could be from anywhere. These are the questions we're going to have to ask. We're going to find out who this guy is.
We're going to get the man behind the fucking slander.
Behind the attack, the defamation on Australia. Forget the Friendly Geordie situation. This is a defamation
case. This is
case
a proper
on this
case.
Great nation. Now, Bluey Nielsen. How you doing?
Good, mate. How are you?
Good, thanks. Let's get stuck into it because I saw a comment the other day on one of our videos that apparently our preamble before the show starts is too long.
Let's fuck it off then.
Fuck you.
Nah, I'm with him.
Nah, fuck him. Was it you or
it? It was me. It was me in the comments.
Just get the fucking person on. This is the reason we listen to this show.
Get into it.
What about in the podcast charts? We're above number one now.
What are we, number zero?
Let's have a look live right now.
How have we gone above number one?
I don't know.
Oh, we're down to five.
We've gone down.
No, we're number five
Australia-wide.
Oh, number Australia-wide? What, not just in comedy or?
Let's have where the fucking bees
knees. This is because of the people, mind you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
This is because of the fucking people.
Coming on, my face, coming on the show.
Yes, please.
Getting on the show. We're still number three in the comedy podcasts, but I tell you what, the uninspired unemployed, they're in front of us.
They're in the crosshairs.
I'll tell you this, though. Their podcast is run by Spotify, so of course they're going to be ahead of us.
Oh, that's a fucking rig.
Yeah, so we're really sitting at number two.
Yeah, and Joe Rogan also run by Spotify. We're at number one! Yes!
Fuck yeah, baby. All right, let's get on the show. The great man, the man who doesn't believe in this nation, the little man from Ireland, Wales, somewhere in the UK. He could be Irish. Who fucking knows? Please make welcome to the show for the very first time. I hope he's got an OnlyFans. It's Rag Reynolds. Yeah, I hear him chat to the noise. Move too quick, can't stop for the talking. I hear him chat with the boys. Man's so tough, but man's keep walking. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Rag Reynolds is in the waiting room on the Zoom chat.
Are you ready to bring him in?
Bring him in.
Let's do it. I'm nervous. I'm nervous, ladies and gentlemen. Let's bring the big dog in. Here we go.
Why? Turn that fucking camera around.
Is something amusing?
Turn that fucking camera around, Rag Reynolds, immediately.
I figured that there has been a lot of misunderstandings between us in the past, and I felt like maybe that's because I've been a fool. Maybe I've been coming at you from the wrong orientation, so I hope that maybe today I could fix that.
That's okay, a great start.
No, well done. Well played. How are you doing, young man? What's happening?
It's good to be seen, but I must ask, is it better in this orientation or can you understand? Like, are you bilingual? Can like I turn that back around?
So this is Josh. He's my co-host.
Hey, mate. How you going?
He has a few issues with his vision. So if you could just try and change the angle a little bit, that would be great. But I appreciate you.
So you speak two languages, but he only speaks one. I understand. Yeah,
si, senor. Si, senor.
He said I speak the two languages.
Oh, I speak Spanish.
Ah, bonjour.
There he is.
Real language.
Beautiful. Better.
Oh, if that'll stay still. Hold on. Oh, my God. There we go.
How you going, mate?
There we go.
What's happening? What are you doing?
I don't know. What is happening?
Good answer. Mate, what are you doing? What is happening in your world? Where are you right now?
I am at home in Scotland.
You're Scottish. I thought you were Welsh.
Oh, I'm sure you did. I mean, that's not a real country. That's not a real place. I mean, that country has a dragon on their flag. I mean, what kind of country has a dragon on their flag? That doesn't make any sense at all.
That's good. That's a good point.
The language you're using, the C word.
That would be English.
No, the... You need to try and enunciate that with less aggression and languages you're using.
I just call that the anti-feminist dialect. I mean, they hate the word so.
Is it true that Scottish, they call Scottish the Queen's English?
I think that would be more like London sort of English, like down south. I think that's more like the Queen English when they speak very, very proper.
It's a beautiful part of the world, Scotland. I do love it. I spent some time in Edinburgh and Glasgow. Loved it.
Edinburgh.
Lovely. Beautiful. Where are you located in Scotland?
Only half an hour away from Edinburgh, Glasgow. Quite central. Very near those places.
Beautiful part of the world. Now, mate, we've had a long back and forth. It's interesting to finally have you on the show. Is this a relaxed environment for you? Do you find it hostile? What are you feeling?
I don't feel hostile about anything. I feel like things are what they are, and that's how I always feel. I don't feel as though there's some sort of animosity here. I mean, that's why I came in here. I thought maybe there was a misunderstanding. I thought maybe you just didn't understand the orientation I was coming at you from, and so that's why I flipped the camera at first, because I hoped that would help. But maybe I just misunderstood there. Maybe that wasn't a problem in the first place. But
so what is the orientation you're coming at us with? Tell us about that.
I thought I was coming at you with the correct orientation. Yeah, but what is it? I thought, okay.
Okay, let's stop using the word orientation. Let's use another word. What angle are you coming at us with?
I don't know what that means.
What are you trying to get across?
Across what?
Across, what are you trying to, what point are you trying to raise?
I think you need to maybe like rephrase this, because I I genuinely have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. I'll try that one more time. Okay. You know how we've had a back and forth over the years?
Okay. You made a video. I made a video.
Correct.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I've got that part.
What was your original point you were trying to get across that made me make, in your opinion, that made me make my first video?
Well, I think that's a pretty straightforward question. I mean, you're asking questions, you know the answers to it, but
Perhaps you could give a straightforward answer instead of fucking around and wasting everyone's time. I believe it's 1:30 in the morning there, Ryan. So how about you just fucking answer the question?
Have you been out drinking, Ryan?
What have you been doing?
Yes, I have, actually.
No shit.
I love the party shirt you're wearing, too. You look like a doily. What's going on?
A doily?
You look like,
what
you dress like
mean? A... Is that not something like you get in the bathroom? Is that not like a
doily? It is.
Doilies are English. What are you talking about? You're English.
Doesn't sound like you're speaking English. I don't know what you're talking. I mean, on the subject of bathrooms, don't your toilets flush counterclockwise? Is that not a thing?
I don't know. Mine sort of just goes in. Like the water comes up and pushes everything down.
You've never like analyzed it. You've never recorded and like followed it around with your eyes or your finger to see where it's going.
Certainly not with my finger, but I think that most toilets now actually just push everything in. They don't rely on the swirl and the suction.
We're getting sidetracked. I want to hear the original
question.
Point.
Why are you avoiding the question?
Okay, I'm not avoiding it.
You are. You're talking about
the original point. Okay,
why did you bring up doilies? Stop avoiding the question.
The original point. The original point was I said that Australia was fake, and for some reason people took issue with that.
So what brought you to that conclusion? I'll call it an assumption. Well, a conclusion, yeah. What brought you to that conclusion?
It was pretty straightforward. So originally, I didn't think that. Originally... I don't know why you're laughing. I mean, okay, whatever. Originally, I just didn't like Australia, and it was mainly because of the accents. I mean, I have family in Australia. Yeah. I have family members who are apparently from Australia. I don't like their accents. I don't like any Australian's accent I've ever heard in my life. And I thought, okay, that's quite insufferable. And so I started doing some research into Australia, and I made a video called Down With Australia, and I thought it was the worst country in the world.
And just so because of the accent. Is that not a bit racist?
Well, that was... No. I mean, you could say xenophobic, but definitely not racist. Australian isn't a race. Don't be stupid.
Yes,
that's a reach.
Hang on.
He's right. It's xenophobic.
Okay. Well, mate.
That's right. He's not a racist. He's a xenophobe.
Xenophobia. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Okay. So I made Down With Australia. It wasn't just the accents. That was just a big part of it. Anyway, we moved on from there, and I'd done some research. And I saw a couple of like memes going around like saying, oh, this animal exists in Australia. Surely this isn't a real place. And, you know, it made me start thinking. And I was like, okay, maybe this person's actually onto something. I know they're joking in this meme. I know I'm seeing this shitpost on 4chan, but maybe they're onto something. Maybe this isn't a real place. I mean, since when are there seven of anything? I mean, like, you're talking about a seventh continent, a country that's also a continent. When is there seven of anything? I don't remember Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Isn't there seven wonders of the world?
Seven wonders of the world, seven wonders of the ancient
seven,
world.
Seven heaven?
Name the seven wonders of the world. Go.
I think they're all in Australia.
Yeah, they're all here.
Uluru, Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Kangaroos.
Emus.
Yowies.
Kangaroos are robots, and I did prove that in one video. Anyway.
I have heard other people suggest that kangaroos are actually armadillos.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
That's fair.
Yeah, that is entirely ridiculous. I don't know where they've gotten that crap from.
So who has this robotic technology? Who has developed this? I mean, is this some Elon Musk business?
I don't have the answers for that. I'm just putting forth the evidence that I see.
Listen here, young man. You can't come on this podcast at 1:30 in the morning in your country.
Drunk, mind you.
Drunk. Paralytic drunk.
Hey.
Intoxicated. And then demand.
I stopped drinking 3 hours ago.
And then that's demand awesome. At 11 o'clock. Why? What happened to your night? Why did you stop drinking?
I had been drinking since 6 o'clock.
Did something? Yeah, well, you stopped at what, 10? So that's what happened. Did something happen? Did something ruin your evening?
I drank from like 6 to 11, so it was about 5 hours. So I guess 2 hours ago.
Did anything happen? Did something ruin your evening? Did you get a couple of. Because you're married, aren't you?
Yes.
Did something happen?
No, I drank my normal amount. I came home and I sat down and that was it.
Who did you go out with tonight?
human beings.
What did were these friends? Were these relatives? Were these friends of your partners?
Friends and relatives.
You go out with your relatives and your friends. It's an interesting mix. Do you ever worry about
an interesting mix?
Do you ever worry about mixing worlds?
No, not really.
Okay,
I mean, to me, the world is one place. I mean, I don't discriminate between them all.
Except Australia.
Except Australia, you xenophobe.
Hey, I do not discriminate against Australia.
You do. And Australians. And how dare you put that in quotations?
Inverted commas.
Yeah, that's the one.
I don't think so. I don't discriminate at all.
So who came up with these robots? Is this, what's that tech company in America that builds the robots that are like fucking...
Oh, Boston Dynamics.
Is this a Boston Dynamics piece of work?
I don't know the details. For all I know, it was Skynet. I mean, that could be the start of the next Terminator movie. I really don't know.
Do you think kangaroos would suit a Terminator movie?
Probably not. I mean, it's like you were talking about emus earlier, right? I mean, I know I'm sidetracking a bit here, but I just can't get over the fact, right? This is another thing that really made me think Australia must be fake. And it was the fact that there's all these emus and you had an emu war, okay? The Great Emu War. You had two people with machine guns and they somehow lost a war to a bunch of dumb birds. I mean, personally, I could go in there without a gun and take out the entire population with my bare hands, and I'm overweight and undertrained. So I don't know how these people with machine guns lost that war. It doesn't make any sense to me. It makes no sense at all.
Have you ever seen an emu?
Yes, I have.
They're fucking not to be fucked with, mate.
They're big animals. They got big fuck
off. Maybe
claws.
If you're a pussy.
Rag, I'll tell you this, young man. You're a dangerous man. You're dangerous. Because you come out here with
guilty
these,
as charged.
You come out here with these allegations of robotic emus. Sorry, robotic kangaroos. Well, what are the emus? Are they robots as well?
No, right. It just depends. It depends if they're real or not, okay? Like, I'm just going through this conversation as though everything is real, okay? But if it's not real, then sure, maybe they're robots. Maybe they're imaginative creatures. I don't know.
So you've said you got family that claim to be from Australia. Have you ever questioned them about the existence of...
Well, no, they don't. They're not actually from Australia. They just live in Australia.
So where
there
is
a tremendous difference there.
Where do they go?
Well, anyone who's actually going to Australia, they're being drugged up on the plane on the way over there, and they actually end up in a city in New Zealand.
What city would that be?
That the city is actually called Australia. It's a city quarantined off by the government where they put everyone in. Australia is actually a city in New Zealand, and it's much smaller than anyone would have you believe. And it's the people there are all drugged up and brainwashed, and the visitors who go there never actually leave the plane.
I mean, yeah, I can't argue with that because I have no evidence in the contrary.
I'm happy to hear that.
I have flown over New Zealand, though. It is quite a small country.
Better than Australia.
Mm. So what is life like in Northern England?
It's okay.
Mm-hmm. You're not giving much up about your personal life. That's what I'd like to find out a little bit more about.
The man behind the rag.
Okay. Ask away. Go for it. I'm an open book, Mr. Okay. Margarine. Go away.
Okay. Go for it. Just go away.
Mr. Margarine.
Hey, don't mess up my hair. Jesus Christ. You have three Patreon supporters. Do you know them all?
I don't believe I know any of them at the moment, no.
Okay, a bit too hard to get to know them all. Fair enough. You've posted 471 individual posts for those three.
Prolific.
You are a prolific poster. You have about 40 videos on Australia not being real. Only, it's quite up there with, well, I mean, the only challenge you have as far as someone making as many videos as that on one topic is me with vegans. So, you know, you probably have to pick up your game a little bit. I'm sure I've out-contented you. What do you get up to in your personal life? What do you get up to when you're not on camera?
Well, I would say my main interests are... fine dining and perfect timing. I mean, I like eating and I like drinking. I mean, I'm fat, so maybe that's maybe obvious. I like eating in restaurants. I like drinking wine. I also like writing. I do a lot of writing in my spare time. I'm currently writing the first of several epic fantasy novels.
Are you a published author?
Yeah, I have two published books already.
What are these books? What are they called?
Well, the first one's called The Epitome of Perfection, The Step-by-Step Guide to Being a Great Human Being. I published that when I was 16 years old. Instead of studying, I was at school. I was supposed to be studying for exams. Instead of doing that, I decided to write a book. And so I wrote a book and I self-published that when I was 16. 4 years later, I published another book called Medium Rare, A Guide to Fine Dining and Perfect Timing. And now I'm writing epic fantasy novels.
So how many copies of those books were sold, if I can ask?
Less than 1,000. I mean, a few hundred each, which is I thought was all right, considering I posted the first one. I had like 300 YouTube subscribers and I sold a few hundred copies.
That's great.
And then the second one, I actually sold less of the second one. But it was also the second one didn't have an ebook copy, so I think that was part of it.
So how do you, I want to find out about the epic novel as well. How do you make money? Do you have a job?
I'm self-employed. So
doing what?
Well, I mean, I get a very small amount of ad revenue from YouTube, obviously. Yeah. I have a few YouTube channels. I mean, you've seen, obviously, my Rag Reynolds channel, whereas I've made videos to you. I've also got another channel called Medium Rare. That's got a bit more subscribers and stuff on it. I've not posted there in a little bit, but I do like sort of internet news coverage and stuff like that. That does a little bit better. I also do a lot of website sort of stuff, social media marketing. Do some investing. I do a lot of cryptocurrency stuff as well, just kind of moving money around like that. But that's mainly what I do at the moment. Also writing on the side as well at the moment. And I'm actually just as of yesterday, I'm currently training to be an English teacher for like Chinese kids.
Oh, fuck yeah. Wow. Well, you're getting a lot done. And you have a baby too, is that correct?
Oh yeah, I've got Ryan Jr. Do you want to meet him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is the baby coming on the podcast?
What the
fuck? This is Ryan Jr. he's gray because my sister threw him in a pool.
Now, for those of you listening to this podcast, Rag Reynolds is holding up a
figurine.
I thought you had
that's
a baby.
Not a figurine, that's my son.
Oh, sorry.
Why is your son this plastic doll?
Part of the issue is he's gone gray because I think I just said my sister threw him in a pool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, you definitely said
And he's discolored and his face faded, but he used to look a lot like me.
Yeah. He looks good.
He looks good. So, I mean, I guess the question is from a lot of people, a lot of fans of you and maybe even me, like, with all due respect, okay, are you the full quid?
The what?
The full quid.
I would appreciate if you ask me questions in English because I don't understand whatever language you're using.
Well, so I when you say that Australia is not real, are you serious?
Do you have a deficit?
No.
A deficit? What? I thought deficit was like in terms of money. Like, I don't know what you're talking about there. I mean, right. Ask me a question.
Are you going through a recession? Is that what's happening?
That doesn't make... What?
Are you shitposting?
Are you trolling?
Is it satire?
Are you a satirist? Are you a master satirist?
Are you the funniest man alive that no one understands?
How am I supposed to answer that question?
Just give it a go. Stop avoiding questions and just answer them.
Because you're doing a good job. He's got me fucking hook, line, and sinker.
You got me too. I love Rag Reynolds.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to say right now, I'm going to tell you an answer and you're not going to believe me. When okay. I give you this answer, I don't know.
What do you mean?
He doesn't know.
What, like you don't know if you're being serious or not?
Correct.
So it's sort of like fuzzy, like the focus on your camera right now.
My camera's fuzzy. Like I take offense to that. Come on, fix yourself, camera.
There we go.
Hello.
Beautiful.
That was good.
So there we go. You are... Obviously, this is a piss take, and you've really run with it. You've run with the Australia is fake. You've had really big YouTubers like Laserbeam talk about you, and that's been really, really
Laser Tard.
I find that offensive, even though I did suggest that you had a deficit. how was that interaction with him? Did you speak to Laserbeam?
No, because he's an even bigger coward than you were.
I've got you on the show. What do you mean? How am I a coward?
Yeah, you're the you're the one that won't answer any questions.
You're avoiding
everything. I'm answering your question right now. What are you talking about?
You turned up with your camera upside down. You're dressed as a doily and you won't show off your son.
You're being very cryptic.
Why am I a coward?
I just did show off my son. What are you talking about?
Why am I a coward, rather?
Why are you a coward?
Are you a coward? Why am I a coward? Fuck me. You're confusing me.
I think you've redeemed yourself today. I mean, by having this conversation, you have redeemed yourself in my eyes.
Yes.
But we did have the issue before. I mean, I don't know if you remember, but you said in one of your videos, I don't know if it was your last video about me or the one before that. I don't even remember how many videos you made about me.
A couple.
You said in one of them, this isn't a quote, this is paraphrasing, but you mentioned about how we were supposed to meet at one point because you had a comedy tour in Scotland.
Yeah, okay? We were.
We were. And you said that I backed out for some reason, when in reality, you're the one who backed out.
No,
you didn't respond to my email.
I did. I said,
hi, Mr. Margarine, I'll come and meet you at the Glasgow show. And I got no response.
Ooh. I'm sure I responded to you. Because I thought we were going to catch up before the show. I thought it would be great.
I thought so as well, but I sent you the email and I got no information, no details back. I got nothing back. I've got the email response. I've showed it in a video before.
Well,
you went onto your video and you said I was the one who backed out, and I've got all your fans in my comments, all these little 12-year-olds from their race car beds and their mummy's iPads, and they're all sitting there like, Rick Reynolds, you're so scared of Isaac Butterfield.
I take issue with you saying that all my fans have race car beds.
Maybe 50%. I mean, Laser Beam, he's the one that all his fans have race car beds, 100%. I mean, he makes Fortnite videos. Who watches Fortnite videos? 12-year-olds watch Fortnite videos. 8-year-olds. I mean, 12's probably a bit generous. I mean, 8-year-olds watch Fortnite videos. Who watches a Fortnite video? Have you ever watched a Fortnite video?
I can say with all honest truth that I have never and probably will never watch any fucking Fortnite videos. I apologize.
Because you're not 8 years old.
No.
I don't make Fortnite videos. I can't play it. I tried to play it when it first came out. I sucked at it. I will say this. I believe there is some truth to what Ryan Rag Reynolds is saying.
You ducked him. You fucking pussy.
I said...
You're right, Rag.
The Rag Dog, he said... don't you quote me, motherfucker. I'm not sure what your first email was. It's not here for some reason. But I said, hey, mate, indeed I am. So you must have said, are you coming to Scotland? I'm a big fan. I want to meet you. And then you said, we should meet. I'll come to one of your shows. Wow, you really are a big fan. I appreciate that. I said, let's do a video. Great. What do they call that on the old YouTube?
Collab.
A collab. Collabras. Nice. And I said, message me closer to the date. You said, will do, and gave me a thumbs up. Thanks, Rag Reynolds. And then on the 20th, this is like 4 months later, you said, hi again. We're less than a month out. Jeez, you were fucking excited.
You're keen.
I know you have a show.
I put it on my calendar and my phone.
I'm sorry.
When I say something, I'm serious.
Can I put a pin in this for a second? Because I've realized what's happened here. Do you remember The Incredibles?
Yeah.
You know that Disney movie, The Incredibles? And at the start of The Incredibles, Captain Incredible spurns that young bloke and he turns into a bad guy.
You mean Mr. Incredible.
Whatever. You're getting hung up on details here. But you know at the start of it, when that young bloke, he brushes him. Turns him into the bad guy?
Yeah.
Hey, I was a bad guy long before Mr. Marvel.
No, this is what this is. Butsy brushed you and he's turned you into the bad guy.
You're my Green Lantern.
This is what this is. This is what this is.
Okay.
And now he's sought vengeance on you. This is what this is.
So you said, hi again, we're less than a month out. You're spot on. I know you have a show in Edinburgh on the 9th and Glasgow on the 11th. No wonder I didn't respond to you. You're a fucking creep. And I said, Glasgow, ? That was the same day. And then you said, that should work. Either is fine with me. What time are the shows? Would you want to meet at them or at another time? Now, I was flying at that point and I did not reply to you at that stage. But you said after that, let me know ASAP so I can sort some stuff out. But there's actually... Now, I understand why you would assume that I was ducking you at that point. That makes sense, right?
That's what I think at the moment. That's what I think's happening. Yeah.
But I can reveal to the people that there is actually an email in here that wasn't sent, and I can only assume it's because I was in the middle of an airport or flying, or maybe I didn't have reception.
Maybe you were out of credit because you're poor.
And this, maybe I was out of credit.
Sounds like bullshit.
Well, you can back me up here, Bluey, and you can read
this. Can you?
Yep, I'll read it out. Ready? It says, okay. Hello, Mr. Rag Reynolds. I can't wait to meet you at Glasgow. Please come along at my expense. I will send a car to pick you up. You're a great human being. I'm happy to hear you've just had a son. All the very best, Mr. Butterfield. I know one day you wish to be as successful as me on YouTube. I'll see you soon. XOXOGG. It says that.
Correct.
That email was not...
actually say that?
Yeah, and it just not sent.
Well, it just didn't get sent, man. And I'm sorry. And I'm sorry that I ruined that portion of your life. I know it was a hard time for you.
Look what you've done now.
Ruined my year.
You've created a monster.
I've created this guy who gets on here dressed as a doily. And I am sorry.
I like the shirt. I fucking like that shirt.
I'm glad one of you have taste.
Would you like me to send you some merch? Is that what you want?
100% no.
Would you wear my merch if I sent it to you?
I will burn it. Or I'll put it on and I'll punch myself in the face until I get knocked out. Rag Reynolds versus Isaac Butterfield in one body. Since we're not actually going to fight because you said you were too cowardly to do that.
Did you say that?
I will stand in the mirror and I will punch myself in the face while I'm wearing your merchandise I beat you.
You want to fight me?
Physical combat. Hey,
why do you want to fight me?
Hey, I'm past it now. I'm not a bully. I'll bully children, but I won't bully. I won't bully people who want nothing to do with it. So
why did you want to fight? Why did you want to fight me?
Because your fans kept requesting it. Your fans were in my comment section like, go fight Mr. Margarine. Go fight Isaac Butterfield. He'll beat you up and all the rest of it. And so I made a video. I was like, okay, Mr. Margarine, let's fucking go. And then you responded and you said no because, it's okay. We know you'll just beat me anyway. That's what you said in your video. And so your fans still didn't appreciate that. They still kept coming to my video. Why are you ducking Mr. Margarine? Why won't you fight him? Stop being a coward. I'm like, he's the one who said he wouldn't fight me. And yet you've got all your stupid little fans in my comments being like.
the longer this conversation goes on, the funnier I believe you are. And the more I start to think that you're just the fucking master satirist.
No. He's not a satirist.
He's pretty funny, man.
He's just taken the piss.
That's what satirists
do,
but
mate. It's not quite satirist.
This guy's good.
A satirist. That sounds like some sort of kink. I don't know what the hell that is.
See, you can't use big words around him. He's saying that you're really good at being like
you're funny.
A silly boy.
You're funny.
You're good at being silly.
A silly boy.
Yes. How old are you?
Okay. 24.
24.
I get told all the time, I look like especially from, I mean, not just your fans. I get comments constantly from all these people. And it actually quite upsets me because I feel old enough as it is. And I know I look a bit older than my age.
You do. You look like it.
And it's people saying, this middle-aged man's having a breakdown in his mother's bedroom. And he's shouting at the camera. I'm like, what do you mean middle-aged? I made this video when I was 20 and you're saying I'm middle-aged? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I mean, I know I gained a bit of weight. I mean...
That's what we call in Australia. In Australia, we'd say you've had a tough paper round. That's what we'd say.
Do we?
I don't know. I'd say
a paper round.
Like you say, he looks rough because he had a tough paper round.
I've never heard that saying.
Well, you have now.
You're just giving him more ammo on the fact that we don't exist.
Oh, true. Oh, because you've never heard it.
That was actually a good phrase. That was a good phrase. That's the one good phrase Australia might have.
What was it?
Tough paper round.
God damn it.
What, do you think I'm not listening?
He's tuned out already.
I thought you wouldn't remember that. All right. So you're 24. You look like maybe, I'd say 35, maybe an accountant on antidepressants.
Yeah, you, I got that. I was literally in I was in a wine bar that's across the street from my house like a few weeks back. And this guy in there, I was like, okay, we were talking and it was like, okay, guess what age I am? And he said 37. And I was like, I'm going to punch you in the face. I was like, I didn't say that, but I was like, I just want to punch this man in the face and leave. I mean.
Nah, I'm 30. Bye-bye.
I've always looked old too. It's been tough.
Yeah.
But so where do you see yourself going from now? Is there another country you want to attack?
I don't know. I mean, I've made a lot of videos about various countries and whatever. I mean, I was almost banned from TikTok. Every time I post a TikTok, it gets taken down for hate speech. I mean,
really?
I posted a video saying, Italians talk about spaghetti. Apparently that's hate speech.
They do.
Apparently saying Wales is fake because of the dragon on their flag. I mean, apparently that's hate speech. Yeah, I mean, so I don't know what's going on with TikTok. That's the worst platform in the world.
It's funny because TikTok are really, they're really stringent on the hate speech stuff. I get done for bullying and hate speech all the time. And considering they're the ones run by a Chinese company.
On the subject of hate speech, I'd be interested to get your thoughts on it. Have you been following what's going on with Dave Chappelle and stuff after his most recent Netflix special lately?
I've seen some of it. Yeah, I've seen some of it.
What's your take on the situation?
I'm staunchly in favor of any sort of free speech. I mean, I think hate speech is free speech, and it doesn't matter what anyone's saying. It's I think you guys agree with that from anything I've seen, but I'm completely in agreement with that. I mean, to be fair, Mr. Margarine, I do agree with most of the points you make in the vast majority of your videos.
Hang on, are you suggesting that you watch my videos?
No, any that I've seen or the titles I've read.
So you subscribe to my channel, is that correct?
No, I click onto your channel just to see what's going on anytime I've made a video response
subscribe?
Well, he's got to do his research.
I'm subscribed to your podcast channel, but I don't think I've got like six YouTube channels, so maybe I'm subscribed on like one or two of them.
Can you subscribe on all six of them? Because we need the numbers.
We need the numbers, please. Just subscribe to all of them.
Numbers up.
I would like to make this statement, though, in regards to the fight. Now, I am not a fighter. I've never been in a proper fight or anything like that. But just for the record, if we ever did have a bit of a knuckle dust,
a stink,
I would fuck you up, you little bitch. I would get on top of you and I would make sweet love to you.
That's are you going to say no homo now? Because I'm feeling really uncomfortable.
No, I wouldn't make love to you, but I would get so close to you. I'd be wearing tights and I would get my balls that close to your face that you'd be able to smell.
Are you wearing tights? Are you a cross-dresser?
No, I'm just fucking wearing tights, man, because I am that much
of
a man.
Are you wearing tights right now?
No, I'm not. I'm wearing shorts.
Whose tights are they? Are you your grandmother's?
No, they're your grandmother's. I would wear whatever I want. I am that much of a man. I could grow a clit and still be more of a man than you. I will get on top of you and I will rub my genitalia in your direction, not on you. That's a bit rude, but I will rub it near you. My point being is that...
Is that like a challenge to a wrestling match or something?
Because I've seen your wrestling. You post a lot of stuff about your Muay Thai and your wrestling and stuff. And I don't know if you're aware of it, but you get fucked up a lot.
I haven't posted any video like that since I was like 16. So, I mean, that was 8 years ago.
It's all on the internet. It's all on the internet. Have you gotten better since then?
I've posted like two videos ever with some clips of that stuff. And I think
once again, 8 years ago. Avoiding the question, have you got better since then?
I don't know how to answer that question. I mean,
yes or no would do.
I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know what you're comparing me to. I don't know what you mean by better, and I don't know what specific video you're talking about.
What do you mean you don't know if you're better? Are you better than them?
If that video makes you confident that you would somehow beat me, then let's go, because...
I'll beat you off. How about that?
Go ahead. I could use the stress relief.
I can't wait.
I pay for something like that.
So. I can't wait till the borders open. You get to go to the Edinburgh. What is it? What's the big festival in Edinburgh?
The Fringe. No, I do my own shows there. The Fringe Festival.
Fringe. Yeah. We go to the Fringe. You could come down. You guys could beat each other off. I think that's going to be fucking awesome.
I don't like
and the, then wrestle.
I don't like the YouTube drama where everyone's like, "I'm going to fucking fight you." No, I'm going to do this. I think it's fun to fuck around. Like
beat each other off.
But to beat each other off.
Better idea. You know those huge inflatable sumo suits?
Yes.
Yeah. You put those on. No one gets hurt in that. Yeah. Or have you ever seen you ever seen the inflatable boxing gloves you get?
Yeah, the big novelty ones.
It never hurts. I did that with my sister when I was younger, and I was actually so annoyed because I wanted to punch her in the face and hurt her, but no matter how hard I hit, she was just like, ah, ha, ha, because these things are fucking balloons.
So how did that go with your sister? Did she beat you off, or was no success there?
I am not going to engage with this line of questioning because I think it is below me.
It's childish.
How out of 1 to 10, scale of 1 to 10, how hot is your sister? Because you are a good looking man. I would imagine that from the same genetic pool, there would be some attractive nature going on.
I'm not
going
to answer that question.
So she's.
I wish you would.
Can we see a photo?
No. I mean, you can go find a photo, but I'm not going to supply something like that. That is inappropriate.
Okay. Now. Ragdoll Millionaire. I believe I've called you that a number of times.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay.
When you first saw me make a video about you, Was that a moment of, yes, this is great? Or were you a bit concerned with the amount of hate that you got for it? Because I don't want people bullying someone on the internet. Like, that's not cool.
That's your job.
That's my... Like,
well,
we do
I'll tell it. You, right. So
yeah,
this has been the thing since the start. As I said earlier, I'm very much in favor of like anyone saying anything they want. I do not care what people have to say. And that includes if people are sending me hate. I really do not give a damn. If someone wants it, the only thing that bothers me in my comments is if someone spams. Like, I really hate it if someone says, Australia is real, and they post that same comment 100 times. But that annoys me. But you can say whatever you want. You can make a death threat. Like, I genuinely don't give a damn what anyone says.
Yeah.
And so I had a bunch of creators, including you, Laserbeam. I had iBlabber and Mimulus and a bunch of people all made videos about me. The two that stood out the most out of everyone was probably you and also Laserbeam. You guys as fans, for some reason, they were a bit more nasty than everyone else's. Everyone else has seemed a bit more tongue-in-cheek. And I think maybe the reason was because you guys fans were specifically Australian, whereas everyone else, they were maybe like Mimulus's English or other like that sort of thing. So they're maybe memeing a bit more than being serious. So I got a lot of like Euro fans or Laserbeam's fans, and they were coming across, and especially Laserbeam fans, they were like really young. As I keep saying, they're like 8-year-olds in race car beds watching Fortnite videos on their mom's iPads. And they're sitting there leaving all these hate messages. I mean, to this day, I swear to God, since like 3 years ago or 4 years ago when this started, every single day I get like 50 new direct messages on Instagram from random people just saying the same shit over and over again. And I'm getting a bit bored, but I've never been upset by it. Like, doesn't matter how nasty anyone is, doesn't matter what anyone says. I find it amusing personally. And I'm very much of the school of thought that any attention is good attention. I don't care if people agree, disagree. I mean, I'm just glad someone's watching. I really don't give a damn. And honestly, these comments, especially, I love when people say, you're so stupid, yet they spell the words wrong. It's like, how can you say you're stupid, but you're using the wrong variation of the word you're? And so all I do in those, it's just like be a bit of a grammar Nazi or whatever. And it's like, just correct them. And then they get so angry with you, and just simple things like that. Or you get other people who are like, how would you feel if I said Scotland wasn't a real place? And I'm like, why would I give a damn? I'm not a little bitch. Why do you care that some random man on the other side of the world said that a country doesn't exist? Like, why does that make you so angry that you feel the need to go hate watch like 15 hours of my content, leaving death threats on everything and spamming me on my Instagram? Like, what goes through someone's mind because some random guy said one line? Like, how does that happen? I don't understand it.
Probably something that you guys have in common.
Well, I mean, you know, death threats are something that are very common on the internet. I recently was watching the news in this country, and there was a lady who was part of the rugby league commentary, Erin Molan, and she had a big group of people send her death threats on the internet. And this is the first time it had happened to her. And she took them to court, and there's this whole thing. I was just like, this is every day on the internet. Like, death threats are just a part of... When it happens...
Celebrities are crybabies.
They are. Like, but like, so...
Toughen up.
Well, I mean, if you're going to be involved in the internet, you're going to have insane people saying insane things. And that's just
because they can.
Part and parcel, because they can. The internet gives everyone a voice. No. So you definitely can't police it all. That's one of the things that's happening in Australia right now is this the online safety bill where they're trying to keep or trying to make YouTuber act as a publisher and be responsible for everything that everyone says.
It's like the same as on Facebook. If you have a Facebook page and people are posting abuse on, say it's your page, people are posting abuse on it, you're responsible for it.
Yeah.
It's going to be like the same kind of...
You're responsible as a face... Like if you run a newspaper and someone says something racist towards someone else in that comment section...
Then you're responsible you're to delete...
Not just responsible, but liable.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because there's so many insane people. And death threats are a part of being online, particularly if you're stirring people up or carrying on, or like me, you're saying things that are seen as not the...
status quo.
Aren't in line with the status quo, aren't, you know, politically correct, whatever. You will get those. And for you, I see you taking the same line of dealing with this as me. You just deal with it. You go, whatever, mate. The problem is when it turns into personal stuff, like if people see you in real life, I don't know if you've ever had that. I haven't. I've had one bloke try to fight me and that's it.
That was me.
That was you.
I've had a couple of people recognize me, but no one's ever been like hostile. It's almost been like almost like a joke. Like I've had a couple of people who have seen me who have shouted just, Australia's not real. Like that's what I've had. I've never had anyone like approach me and say anything or anything. I mean, other than that, I get a lot. People think for some reason I look like Post Malone. And so, like, I was walking down the street one time, and this kid on the other side of the street was standing outside a Subway. Like, he was in a line for Subway, and he was like to his friend, he was like, "Oh my God, that's Post Malone. Is that Post Malone?" That's what he said. I could hear him from the other side of the street, and I'm just like, I'm just going to ignore that.
Post Malone without the tattoos. That's no, fucking he hilarious.
Does it not?
Yes, he does.
I've not had that for like the last 5 years.
That's people pretty funny. Post Malone without the tattoos.
I get that. I also get, maybe Sam from Game of Thrones.
Maybe if Post Malone had Down syndrome, I wouldn't say. But you do look like Sam from Game of Thrones. Well. Right.
Have you ever seen the Cat in the Hat?
You look like the Cat in the Hat?
I also get Conrad from Cat in the Hat, the little boy from Cat in the Hat. I get that as well. Those are the three. Or what's that? Oh, there's one other one. Is what's it King of the Hill? King of the Hill. Is this anime?
Yeah. Little Bobby. Is it Bobby?
Yeah, Bobby.
Yeah, that's it.
Bobby.
Those are the four comparisons.
Have you seen the kid who eats the chocolate cake in Matilda?
I don't see that comparison.
The others I'm okay with, but I don't.
I reckon you should be doing more content that's topical. I think you should be making a video about the Dave Chappelle thing. I think you should be making videos about what's happening every week in the world.
Yeah, well, I actually was. I mean, if you check out my my other channel, Medium Rare, it's called, and that's literally what I was doing. I was doing stuff like that.
So why'd you stop?
I don't know. I got a bit burnt out. I was making like daily videos and stuff on that, and I find a lot of this like. I was mainly covering internet drama, but I was mixing in some sort of real world stuff as well. And I got really fed up of just constantly people accusing and canceling each other. I found it very like depressing to like constantly tackle. And then constantly you have your viewer base. It's like you have to almost walk on eggshells at times, because as soon as you like say something, someone just like half your viewer base abandons you. How dare you defend someone who we should be canceling? And it's like, I don't want to walk on eggshells. I'm going to say what I think. And it's just so stressful. I thought to cover that whole stuff. And it's like, I just can't bother with it. And I find the whole thing to be very taxing and draining just to think about, honestly. Like, I don't give a damn about Dave Chappelle. Okay, I support, like, I don't think he should be canceled, but it bugs me. Like, it really annoys me that people are trying to, like, deplatform him, whatever. And it actually frustrates me to cancel it cover it. And I find it really frustrating and draining to make a video about that, because I get quite worked up about and quite passionate about. The guy's done nothing wrong. He said things maybe you disagree with or you find offensive, but I find it just, it really bugs me. And I don't think it's good for my head to keep making those videos. I mean, I'll make them sometimes still, like every now and again, if something I really care about, I'll make a video. I started doing like a couple of satire news videos. I did like 3 or 4 in a row, but they just didn't perform very well. And they took a lot of effort to put together. And so I kind of stopped.
What would be like your favorite sort of content to punch out? Like just the stuff that you enjoy the most?
Honestly, anything. I mean, I've made content on YouTube since like I was a kid. I think I made my first channel in like 2008 or something. I mean, I've always just enjoyed making videos, whether people are watching or not. I mean, I didn't start getting any views. I mean, until for like 5 years from like 2008 to like 2013, I think I got like 10 views a video, like most of the time. Then suddenly, like from maybe 2014, 2016, in that sort of period, and maybe a few videos got like maybe up to 1,000 views, but usually it was like 50 views or something. Then everyone started picking up on the Australia stuff. And then I started maybe hitting consistently like 1,000 views a video, or some videos would do like 10,000 views and stuff like that. In comparison, when I did my Medium Rare channel, when I had like news stuff and whatever, within a year I hit 10,000 subscribers on there. It built really, really quickly. That's and good. Every video was getting a couple of thousand views constantly. It was definitely a much faster growing thing. I grew it very, very quickly in like 8 months or something to like 10,000 subscribers, compared to my other channel that's currently like 7,500 after like 10 years or something. So like, I mean, that's a huge difference. My main channel, my Rag Reynolds channel, where I post like my Australia videos and stuff like that, that's, I think the algorithm just entirely hates it, because not just like every video is dislike bombed to death, regardless of what the content is, but also I get like all these people who are there because of Australia. And so even when the video isn't about it, what they do is they click on the video and they don't actually watch it. They watch like 2 seconds, they pause it, they leave a comment, Australia, Israel, do you still think Australia is not? And then they click off. And so because YouTube promotes like audience retention, it looks as everyone who's clicking on the video is only watching like 2 seconds. Yeah. And so the video just gets completely destroyed in the algorithm. And so like, even though I've got like say 7,000 subscribers, none of them even really see the video because everyone's clicking on it, clicking off immediately. I'm a very persistent person, and I make videos simply because I enjoy making them. I mean, recently I posted a short film called Behooved, and I think that's probably the best thing I've ever made. Basically, it's a short film about, it's like a mockumentary type thing, and it's about a guy who he wants his hands replaced for hooves. So he lives his life without hands, and he's got hooves instead. And that took a lot of effort. I did a lot in that. But I was quite disappointed because, again, you have all the people from Australia come in, and suddenly, instead of maybe people appreciating it for what it is, even if they maybe, like a lot of the Australian people, if they just didn't know me before, they probably watched the video and thought, oh, I may have actually liked that. But instead you have like 10 seconds watched and then it's Australia is real. Fortunately, I enjoy making it anyway, but I also acknowledge that just because of all these other reasons, the channel is never going to grow any bigger.
I think you, because you are so persistent, I think you should just keep doing what you're doing. I know you've had a bit of a break, but you have to just find a way to switch off when you're getting, like, if you're getting worked up about stuff, like with the free speech situation with that, you just need to find a way to switch off. Like, you know, I cover just insane shit every week, like the craziest people,
yeah.
And you just do it. Post it and forget about it. Don't read the comments. Yeah. Like, I know a lot of people are like, hey, you should read the comments and engage with fans. But you're going to get, you know, just crazy people. You're going to get crazy people and it's going to do your head in because you focus on the negative regardless of who you are. Like, everyone's like, nah, just, you know. Cause if you get 1,000 positive comments and one really negative one, you'll focus on that every time. Yeah. And it's just bad for you. You better just to post
you're right,
it.
You're right.
You better just to post it and move on.
If I also, like, when I was posting videos on, like, that other channel, Medium Rare, when I was covering sort of topical stuff, I was posting like daily. Like, I get quite obsessive. I get quite focused on things. So like, I was posting daily. And I think that's maybe part of the problem as well. Whereas if I like posted once a week or twice a week, it'd probably be much easier and more relaxing. Okay, I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about that. Post it, ignore it. Next week, okay, now I'm posting that and that. Whereas I spent basically all day every day of just constantly posting, researching. I wanted to be like on the ball. Like, I wanted to be one of the first people like reporting whatever it was I was reporting. Whereas if I probably didn't do that and I just maybe took a bit more time and maybe did a bit more commentary instead of reporting maybe type thing, that would maybe work out a little bit better, be a little less stressful. But I don't know. There's stuff I'm thinking about. I've thought about that, but I've been spending a lot of time recently just with writing because I've been writing these fantasy novels, as I mentioned.
So what are the fantasy novels about? What are these novels about?
So it's a planned series of five fantasy novels.
If they're set in Australia, I'm going to fucking lose it.
Where are they set? Are they in Australia?
I'm going to fucking hit the roof.
Writing a novel called Australia Doesn't Exist. I was going to write a novel about that.
Why wouldn't you? You should totally do that. I agree it would. You should totally do that.
Fucking oath. I don't
know if you've seen, I made stupid merch. I made merch and it was on a stupid like free Teespring store. And all I did was, I've got terrible handwriting and I just wrote Australia Doesn't Exist all in lowercase on a t-shirt. Terrible handwriting. And I think I sold like 110 of those.
Beautiful. Fucking beautiful.
If you write a book about Australia not existing, can I be the like the bad character in it? Like the... What's it called?
You could be like the bloke that's running the town in like the camp in New Zealand where they fly. Mate, you could write a whole everything you just tossed up before about the robot kangaroos.
They could be children's books.
You could write a fucking book.
That as well. I considered doing a children's book called The Boomerang That Didn't Come Back. That I was gonna have it was some kid who threw a boomerang and his boomerang didn't come back, and suddenly like his whole life is destroyed. He's like, oh my god, boomerangs don't come back, and he realizes his whole life is a lie. And like I've considered that. That's in my notes.
Oh, what's the Jim Carrey.
Oh, the Truman Show.
Truman Show.
It's like the Truman Show.
He finds out everything's fake. Everyone's just watching him. There you go.
Yeah.
You should do it. Anyway, sorry about you. Yeah, sorry. We cut you off there. Your novels that you're writing.
Yeah, your sexual novel.
Erotic novels.
Erotic novel, yes.
That's exactly it. So yeah, I'm writing a series of five epic fantasy novels. It's just, the first one's called Sun Cream for Bees. And basically the premise is, the premise is that imagine that when you go to sleep at night, when you dream, your dreams aren't just in your head, but rather your dreams take place in another plane of existence. And so basically the premise is there's someone who oversees this plane of existence. And so he then uses his insight and knowledge to spy on people and like feed information to like political rivals and stuff like that across various like realms or dimensions. And so like you've got like medieval realms, like Game of Thrones type realm like existing, or you've got like a real world type thing, or there's even like sci-fi type realms with like futuristic stuff, and it's all connected by this one like dream realm. And basically the novels start when someone from like a sort of modern day our realm somehow ends up going from our realm into like this medieval place. And then the books, it's set over 9 points of view from 9 different characters. So it's a bit of a grand undertaking. It's quite long. I mean, I think it's at like 700 pages or something for the first book.
And like where did it
70,000 words? But
where do the bees come into it?
Well, that's to do with that. I don't want to spoil anything, but that's partly to do with the dream realm and stuff in the book, and that's to do with that. Nice. And that's actually based on the sun cream for bees thing. I actually made it was a stupid Instagram TV video I made at one point. I just went on a little bit of a rant. I was out for lunch one day and I was sitting outside. I was having a nice burger and I was having a drink. And I don't know if you've heard of the drink Iron Brew in Scotland.
Like, Iron Brew and vodka. Iron Brew.
Yeah, so I'm sitting outside and Iron I was actually Brew. Sitting with, I was sitting with my grandmother and we're sitting there and we're having lunch.
Was she wearing tights?
There was, yep. Yeah. And so these, there were like bees or wasps or something flying around, like bothering everyone as they do in the summertime. And so the people from this restaurant had come outside and they had put down like little bowls and the bowls were filled with Iron Brew. And it was like ways to distract the bees from coming to people. Instead, they would go and land in the bowls and take the sugar from there. And I thought it was quite a smart idea. And we had a conversation. We were just talking nonsense as we often do. And it was my grandmother who says, do you think that's actually for them to get a drink? Or do you think maybe it's because it's so hot, they want some sun cream for the bees? And so the bees are going into the Iron Brew and that's actually their sun cream. And it got me thinking. And so I made a little video on Instagram TV just while I was getting ready one day. I was getting dressed and I'm like, just going on a little bit of a rant. And I'm like, you know, people talk about the bees dying off. They talk about how it's to do with like technology and radio waves and all this sort of thing. And I thought, what if it's not that? What if it's actually because of the sun? What if it's because of like climate change? And what if what's happening is the bees are getting too hot? And so what we need to do is we need to get sun cream for the bees to protect them from the sun, and that will stop the bees dying.
Mm.
And that is where initially the idea came from for then this part of the book.
No, your head is an interesting place. So
I love it.
Does Iron Brew have an SPF rating?
I don't know.
As a man with fair hair and fair skin and red hair, I'm all for it. If that's the case, fucking Iron Brew me up. I need it.
It may not be very comfortable, to be fair. It'll be very sticky all over you.
Delicious, though.
You can get
delicious.
Iron Brew no sugar. So
Iron Brew is fucking good.
It is. It's not bad.
Yeah.
Now, I can't wait to get it back over to the great land of Scotland, my favourite place in the UK. I did love Ireland, and I did love the beautiful place, of land of England.
I didn't know you didn't get to Wales, though. Is that
no,
is
this not real? Well, apparently Wales isn't real. So
yeah, well, there you go.
I didn't get there, but...
It's West England, I mean... Although I suppose Scotland's North England. Yeah, exactly. Say, so.
Is there a lot of hatred between the Scots and the English still?
I would depends who you speak to. I mean, I think it's a very split thing. I mean, like we've had like a referendum, like in 2014, I think it was, and we voted to stay in the UK and Britain, but it was quite a close vote. But, like it wasn't a huge margin, like either way. So I think it still is quite equally divided among people. I think there are a lot of people, and just because people want to be independent, not all of them obviously are going to hate the English, but that's certainly a thing there as well. I mean, the thing that always gets me is I don't understand why people, like a lot of the people who want to be independent from the UK, they don't want England to rule them. They're also happy for the EU to rule them. Like they want to be in the EU, but they don't want to be in the UK. And I don't understand that. It's like, surely if you want to be independent, you'd want to be independent. Like, why do you want to sacrifice one master for another? I mean, I don't understand that. For me, I would say be independent of both, but what's the point in just being one but not the other? Like, why do you want out one? And so for anyone to me that says, I don't want to be with England, but I want to be in the EU, to me that just says, well, it's because you hate England. I mean, we have more say in the UK than we do in the EU. So to me, it doesn't make any sense. But
well, there's a lot of talk of referendums in Australia for Australia to become a republic. And I think the reason we're not is a lot of people say, oh, it's because the Queen is still the Queen.
Yeah.
And maybe after she dies, then we become a republic. I think it's sort of, it's the time to do it. The fact that we still are part of the monarchy is a bit strange. And I'm cool to be like, oh, yeah, we'll just wait until the Queen carks it. That makes sense. But for the reason of having the head of state being all the way over in England and Australia is, you know, across the other side of the world, it is a bit strange.
It's very old-fashioned.
It's very old-fashioned. You know, the Queen's still on our money and it's, I don't know, it's very strange. And, like, didn't the, I don't know, it's a whole thing and probably not a fun part of this conversation, but Fuck the Queen. I think that's my I do love the Royals though. I went to Buckingham Palace. It was fucking great hanging outside there. There's so many people there. It's brilliant. I do like that. Although Prince Charles,
weird,
dodgy dude.
Yeah.
Dodgy, strange looking human being. Definitely killed his wife, allegedly, and yeah, not a big fan. When you made a video, Ragdog, when you made your first video about me or any of the videos you did about me,
yep.
Did you go through and research me? Did you find things out? And how was that task?
I think it was maybe 2018, I want to say. I think it was 2018. And at the time, like, there were a lot of people making videos about me. It wasn't just you. So there were a few people before you. I think Laserbeam was genuinely the first one. He was first, I'm pretty sure. And there was a few after that. And so at first, like, I looked maybe a bit more into the first few people who did, because I had never had like people making, like, big creators making videos about me. I've always like had trouble going back and forth with like other small channels. But like, that's different. So when it was bigger creators, I was like, oh, I'm going to actually look into this person before I start responding. But then so many of them started doing it, I was like, well, I'll watch one video and maybe I'll have a quick look at another thing or whatever. So when it came to you, I watched your video and then I maybe looked at your channel type thing. I maybe clicked on your social media. I didn't really like do research into you. I was more just responding to your video. Just because there were so many people making videos about me, I was trying more to just address the video specifically rather than like almost capitalize on just, well, I'm going to respond to that because I know people are coming to my channel from that person. So give them something to watch about that person. So I was like responding to Mimulus's video about me, responding to Isaac Butterfield's video about me, I didn't do responding to iNabber. I said, I blabber, shut up. That was that one. So I was just doing that sort of thing. So I didn't really research you at the time, but then you're the one who actually went back and forth a bit more than anyone else. I don't think anyone else really, maybe one other person made like a second video, but I think you made three or four.
Yeah.
So you were the only one who actually did the back and forth a bit. So after that, obviously I did look a bit more after that, but the first video didn't really pay that much attention.
So where do you see our relationship going from here?
I wanted to get physical.
I don't know. I have absolutely no clue.
Okay. Where did you see this conversation going today? Did you think it was going to be hostile? Did you fire yourself up? Is that why you've been drinking? Did you think it was going to be like an angry forth, or you think it'd be just a?
I just usually drink on Fridays, so I drank on Friday.
So you didn't? That's absolutely fine. I think most people drink on a Friday. But my point is, did you think this was going to be a calm conversation, or do you think I was trying to be a big hero or something and carry on?
No. I think most conversations I have with people, even when they are hostile, tend to be calm. I mean, I made a couple of videos a bit more riled up, but in general, I'm a calm person.
Are you trying to say calm?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to say.
Is your camera playing up? What is cam?
My camera's playing up again?
No, you just said cam? Is it cam?
Pam.
Are you trying to say Pam?
Calm.
No, calm.
Callum Murray.
Calm. Slow it down. Slow it down and drag it out. That's how you speak with an Australian accent.
Calm.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know about that.
That insufferable accent.
Fuck you, mate. It's a sexy accent. Ladies love the Australian accent. I know that Scottish women, they wet up.
Really?
You know how Scottish.
Who told you that?
You know how
Who
old,
told you that?
You know how old Scottish buildings get the damp in them?
Yeah.
The damp? Well, the Scottish ladies, they get a bit damp when they hear an Aussie twang, when they say calm, when they say.
They're responsible for a lot of water damage.
Over there in the great land of Scotland. I believe Glasgow, the floods in 1956 was after the Australian Olympics in Melbourne. One of the Australian announcers got on announcement. Over the world and said, ladies, don't you hate it? And all the ladies in Scotland just dribbled out of their fannies.
Like someone let a hydrant off.
Yeah. What do you have to say in response to that?
Okay.
Well, Rag Reddit, what's your real last name?
My name is actually the same as the actor. My name's actually Ryan Reynolds.
Hey! Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just not as handsome.
Oh.
Hey, that's debatable.
Well, in saying that, Ryan Reynolds is a pretty good looking
dude. He's fucking hot as fuck.
Yeah.
I had an English teacher in school who used to call me Green Lantern, and that was really offensive because that was an awful movie.
What about Deadpool? I like Deadpool.
I do like it. Didn't I call you Green Lantern in this podcast?
I think
maybe
you did
earlier, maybe at the start.
That was
I thought you maybe knew that, but I don't know.
Nah, you got the reference wrong when I was talking about the Incredibles.
No, I know. I was fucking around. I know the Green Lantern is not in the Incredibles. I was just fucking around, but I can't believe that I've called you the Green Lantern and your English teacher, Mrs. Saxby, Mrs. also Doubtfire. Called you the Green Lantern.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Well, you're adding a lot to this conversation. Rag Reynolds, do you have anything to add before we let you get back to your evening of
pints
and drinking by yourself?
Masturbating.
I do have something.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Good grief.
Here we go.
Don't you burp. Do not. Oh, God.
A dingle ate my baby. Steve Irwin's overrated.
Okay.
Vegemite sucks.
All right.
Can you do me a favor, throw a shrimp on the Barbie?
What was that?
Could I have shrimp on the Barbie?
We're going to have to get subtitles for you, motherfucker.
Could I have a Foster's beer?
Have you ever had Foster's?
Good day, mate.
I've never
Good
had
day, mate. How yep. are you going, mate?
Yep.
What else? Do you ride a kangaroo?
Well, no, they're robots. So the Steve Irwin thing, you've angered a lot of people by saying that.
I was so surprised. Like, I thought, like, if I knew how easy it would be to piss off Australians, I would have started with this because I have made videos after video after video. I made 40 videos on this subject, right? And never, out of anything I've ever said, has it angered Australians more than saying Steve Irwin was overrated. Like, somehow, no matter what I've said, nothing has angered them more. Nothing.
What's something you could say that really get under the skin of, like, every Australian?
That.
No, it's got to be something
else. I just wish I knew about that when I started because I would have said it since day one.
You could talk shit
about
it. I
feel like I would have been like a much higher tier villain. I think that would have put me from like a B tier villain to an S tier villain.
What about like AFL? You could talk shit about AFL.
Peter Brock.
Brocky.
Brock and Roll.
I don't know what these words mean.
What about Scotty Cam? There's a guy called Scott Cam who was our first prime minister. You could talk shit about him.
I'd rather just talk shit about Steve Irwin because it's more fun.
But what about Bindi Irwin? She's still alive and she has to hear you. I'm sure she follows you. She has to hear you talk shit. Is that what you want to say to Bindi Irwin right now?
Yes. And I offer no apologies. I don't apologize because I'm not sorry. I'm an adult. This was premeditated. I'm not sorry about it. I mean, like if I get in my car, I drive back and I like run over my neighbor's dog. Okay, that was an accident. I'm sorry for it, but I'm not sorry for this.
What is your message to Terry Irwin?
I would say hello.
Well, I mean, I thought this podcast was going to be a lot of things. We had some awkward moments.
We had some funny moments.
We had some funny moments. Rag doesn't have the comedic timing that I hoped for, but you do have... You are persistent, and you are persistent with that lack of comedic timing, and I think that's what makes you you. You are everything that no one wants to be. You are a loud man in a small man's body. You have an
small
awful
body. I'm actually quite large, so I don't.
How large are we talking?
I'm 6'1" and I'm 240 pounds.
Stand up.
Stand up.
Now take your shirt off.
I'm not doing that. I don't do that for free. Well, maybe in videos, but...
Why don't you start an OnlyFans? Nicocado Avocado has an OnlyFans.
Hey, I considered it. I mean, I don't know if you've seen my Demi Lovato videos.
No.
I do a thing where I've got a black wig. I take my shirt off. I put this really horrible black wig on and I call myself Demi Lovato. I wore this wig in a video like years and years ago and someone in my comments said, is that Demi Lovato? And it was a joke. And I was like, actually, I like that. And so I ran with it for like 6 years. And so I started making
for
videos.
For 6 years?
I take jokes for
really it. Committed anyway, to it.
I know.
Yeah, I'm committed to anything I do. So I put this, Demi Lovato was living in my wardrobe and there's videos of this. And so I put this. I forgot what I was at. What I was talking about. It was OnlyFans. Yeah. So I was making an OnlyFans for Demi Lovato, but she got denied and blocked by OnlyFans.
I think you should start an OnlyFans.
Fuck yeah, we'll subscribe.
I'll subscribe. I'll review it. And do you know who Vegan Booty is?
Oh yeah, I saw something about you talking about her gained her like 18 grand or something.
Yeah, she made 18 grand in a day from me making a video.
Can we be honest here? I mean, most of your fans are probably like horny teenage boys. I mean, I don't think they're really going to be interested in seeing me.
You never know.
You never know.
I have a lot of gay followers.
Why? And
I don't know. Maybe I'm I'm a very attractive man. I had a couple of gay dudes come to shows, like the Big Bear dudes.
Yeah, you'd be like they like you're a honeypot.
I'm a bit of a what's a honeypot?
Well, bear Winnie the Pooh, bear's honey.
Ooh.
That's you.
No, I've got hemorrhoids. I can't get fucked in the ass. Probably a bit too much information for the podcast, but yeah, it's a serious issue.
It's all right. I know your struggle.
Blood and the stool brothers.
Couple of hemorrhoid brothers.
I think people would get behind your OnlyFans. I think you should make it.
I think you've got to write that Australia book.
Write the Australia book.
I think so.
I think you should get back on the Australia train. I think you should be more offensive to Australians, and I think you should continue our rivalry.
I agree with most of what you just said, yeah.
So, okay. Well, we've had a brilliant chat. I know it's very late there. Thank you very much for coming on. I do appreciate that. It's wonderful to talk to you in the flesh. Do you have any parting words?
Let me think. Hold, give me a second.
Okay, I'll just sit here and wait.
What is 6 feet tall, dashing, and disappears in an instant?
I don't know.
For those of you listening, Rag Reynolds has left the chat. That was very funny.
He's good.
What a dude.
He's good. That was a fucking roller coaster, man.
I know.
It started off very weird and tense. There was some good shit in there.
You know what made it really awkward for me? And you may have noticed that through some parts I was a bit awkward. Is because half of it is like we're talking about this ridiculous thing about him and Australia.
Yeah.
And then we're getting like serious about content. And then we're talking about free speech. And then we're trying to get him back into baiting back into talking shit. It's a weird convo.
That's why I think like it was weird. It started off so tense and then it was really fun. And like you said, we covered some nice ground. You guys have more in common than you'd think.
Yeah, I know.
It was similar to the Vegan Booty chat where like you guys have a bit in common.
I think this is what people will learn from these. And I think this is why these are good conversations to have.
100%.
Because they realize that there's a difference between the two people that get on the internet and yell at each other. And I'm sure, because we're going to have Vegan Gains on in a couple of weeks. Lordy said just before that Vegan Gains hasn't responded to his email to him. He emailed me. I emailed him and said, James will be in contact with you. And then he emailed me again and I said, James will be in contact with you.
He wants it straight from the horse's mouth.
Well, he's not getting it from me. Fuck him.
That's Lordy's job.
It's Lordy's job.
Put Lordy out of a job there.
Yeah. What are you trying to get rid of him, Vegan Gains? Listen here. This is a message for Vegan Gains. You pussy. Come on this show. All right. And I don't know. Yeah, I reckon it'll be one of those sort of chats.
It will. Exactly like we just found then.
I know.
But that was, and then it got weird again at the end.
I know.
It was really good. This and this is how you deal with haters and this is what I think of free speech. And then it got weird again at the end. He started doing the, dingo ate my baby. But this is what this podcast is about, mate. It's a bit weird. It's a bit informative.
It's about getting to know some of the weirdest people in the world and covering some of the strangest topics and the hardest topics.
That was fucking hard. I'm not going to lie. There were parts of that were tough, but that's what it's all about. It's not always going to be smooth sailing.
No. And you know what? You know what they say? A ship that hasn't traveled on rough waters doesn't need to get the bow repaired.
I think that's what they say, yeah. That's how the saying goes.
Fuck my back sore, man. I fuck my back trying to do deadlifts.
You've got this fucking $7,000 chair that is absolute posture nightmare.
This chair that I'm sitting in right here is a 200-year-old French chair. We have two of them, one's upstairs.
It comes with a fucking white flag on the back of it too. Big surrender monkeys.
Seems to snails underneath it too. But yeah, it's a really cool, I really love this chair. It's really,
you know, your car, they're a French car. Hilux is a French. You notice how it's got five reverse gears?
How many fucking jokes? How many jokes do you bring on this show that are straight from the building
side? French.
No, but I agree. They were fucking cowards.
Cats.
Cowards.
And rude.
What about he called me a coward?
That's pretty funny. I know. He had you rattled at one stage there.
Oh, he just said something. I was like, what?
What? One of the weirder chats I think we're ever going to have. I think it's not going to get any weirder than that. Or is it? I don't know.
I think that conversation was one we could have had in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But I wanted to sort of try and dig deeper.
But we did. It was good because it could have been over early, but we dug the heels in and got some good shit out of
that. And we got some actual real stuff out of him.
He's actually a pretty funny guy, but he's just fucking very weird too.
And that persistent nature that he has. Like he could genuinely create a proper YouTube following and channel if he just wasn't so
weird.
Fucking weird. Like, he's just a fucking... And probably in his real life, like, the thing about his son, like what the fuck? That's what rattled me.
I got anxious. When he was doing the thing about his son, I felt very uneasy. Like, my guts dropped. You know when you get anxious and your stomach drops?
Why'd you feel uneasy?
Because I was like, this is a mentally ill person. Like, yeah. He was doing the thing. You know when you see, like, those movies and they think the doll's their kid?
Well,
it was like that, and I was like, "Oh fuck, what have we done here?"
Well,
like,
when we said
we're talking this fucking lunatic, I was like, "Oh fuck, we're gonna have to cut the cameras off."
Well,
here.
So I asked Lordy to get in touch with Rag Reynolds. I got his email and sent it to Lordy, and Lordy came back and said, "Listen, he's a bit different."
Like, Lordy was very wary of this.
He said, "We need to be careful with this bloke." And then I had a thought about it, and I thought, "Well, I have made like 3 videos on him. I have sent." You know, all these people to him.
You owe it to him.
I owe him a platform to talk to the millions.
Explain yourself.
On a number one, the trending podcast in the country.
Number 3 in the country?
No, number five in the country.
Number 1, that's right, we established.
Yeah, we established that earlier. So, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, let me know what you think about Rag Reynolds down below. That was an interesting chat. One of the more interesting chats that we'll have on this show, I'm sure. But as for next week, who knows? Who knows who we're going to have on. We're going to have a great show, that's for sure. I'm really enjoying doing this with the Bluey Nielsen. What I will ask, though, I'll ask 2 things. Number 1, go and follow Bluey on Instagram. The Daily Blue News, a satirical newspaper. He's a good dude, and you should go and check him out. Also, make sure you become a member, and if you haven't subscribed yet, do it fucking now. But until then, ladies and gentlemen, my name's Isaac Butterfield. This is Josh Bluey Nielsen. Be a good motherfucker, and I'll see you very soon. Toodle au revoir. Bye-bye. I hear him chat to the noise, move too quick, can't stop for the talking. I hear him chat with the boys, man's so tough, but man's keep walking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.